Pressure is mounting on colleges to address skyrocketing costs that can leave students hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt if they can afford it at all. So one school is taking an unusual step. Williams, a small liberal arts school in Massachusetts, is eliminating loans and work-study requirements from its aid packages, and it's replacing those with grants that don't have to be repaid. It is the first college to do this. Maud Mandel is the president of Williams College. Maud, welcome.
Thank you so much.
So Williams is a relatively small school, just over 2,000 students. The cost of tuition, room and board is about $77,000 a year, out of reach for a lot of American families, I imagine. So how did this decision come about to get rid of loans and switch to grants?
Thank you so much. Yeah, when I came to Williams 4 years ago, we started a strategic planning process. And one of the big issues on our minds was access and affordability. In the early 1960s, the college was among the first to introduce need-blind admission and meet admitted students' full demonstrated need. But where we really started to focus was on the question of true affordability, which is to say, what are the costs that were facing students that were negatively affecting the experience of being a student at the college? We started by targeting the full cost of aided students' textbooks and class materials, health insurance, summer storage, things like that, moved to targeting the summer earnings requirement, and now moved to this initiative, all with the goal of helping families with the pain points of funding a college education.
So how will this change work for, say, current students, alumni with loans on the books, or for incoming students?
Sure. So this program provides $35,000 in additional support over 4 years for the average middle income family, and about $16,000 in additional support over that time for the average low income family, since these families already had loans excluded from their awards previously. And it will benefit more than 1,100 students who receive financial aid, which is just over 53% of Williams' 2,000-plus undergraduate population.
So just to understand, if I'm a graduate and I still have loans to pay off, those are converted to grants, or I still have to pay those off?
No. Unfortunately, this is for current students and future students, not for alumni.
I wonder whether this could mean fewer students at Williams getting help. That is, if you provide only grants, there might be less money to go around.
I don't think that will be the case. We are a need-blind institution, and so it shouldn't have any impact on that.
Now, Williams College has a significant endowment. For other schools that have shallower pockets, that have more students needing money, does the math work? Could this be replicated at other schools, or maybe not?
Yeah, I don't know. We did this because we think of Williams on a path of true affordability. But it is certainly true that this may be hard for other institutions. This was really something we wanted to do for our student body, who is who we're focused on.
We know that Williams has been trying to create a more diverse student body, racially diverse, socioeconomically diverse. How much does this grant program help? We know some high school students still have to pay to apply. They still have to pay to travel to see the school.
Sure. Just on that latter point, I should note that Williams does a great deal to support students from under-resourced backgrounds to visit the school and to apply, including waiving fees of various kinds. More broadly, in answer to your question, I would say the initiative is very much targeted at supporting our diversity and particularly our inclusion efforts as we seek to really ensure that all of our aided students can take full advantage of our experience. And one of our concerns as we evaluated the way we did financial aid is that there was an unevenness to the way students could take advantage of our program because of the requirement to work over the summer and academic year.
And can you tell us a little bit more about how Williams College supports low-income students? Any initiatives you haven't mentioned?
So tuition and fees and room and board, for example, personal expenses, health insurance, textbooks, lab and art supplies, summer storage, study away, and travel to and from campus. I hope what you hear in that list, again, is a focus on supporting all aspects of the student's college experience.
And finally, just stepping back and looking at this big, large issue, there's momentum here in Washington by the Biden administration to cancel $1.5 trillion in student loan debt. I mean, what are the big pieces of what needs to happen in higher education broadly to give more students access to higher education.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that the loan burden that students are facing across the country is a significant one. And obviously, Williams is a small piece of that puzzle. But efforts by the administration to work on that project obviously help current and future students get the crucial education they need in order to be directing themselves to the problems of our times, of which there are many. Mm-hmm. And so the more folks we have educated, the better.
That's Maud Mendel, president of Williams College, talking about the school's first-in-the-country move to do away with student loans in favor of grants that don't have to be repaid. President Mendel, thank you for the time.
Thank you so much.